Day 14, Release. Erich Sauer, author of In the Arena of Faith, wrote, "How can we expect non-Christians to awake if we ourselves are not awakened? How can fire arise if we ourselves do not burn? How shall life be begotten if we ourselves are not truly filled with life?" That was page 9. The words of the Apostle Paul, spoken as an alarm clock to the Romans, sounds even more loudly today. "Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to awake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." Romans 13, 11 and 12. Oh, to aggressively put on that armor and do battle in the heavenlies with a sanctified life on earth. To have our feet prepared to go and share the gospel with love and boldness. To be girded about with truth that sets free. To have our hearts protected by His righteousness and our minds helmeted with His salvation. To allow the shield of faith to capture the arrows of the enemy. And above all else, taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. Yes, it is time to awake unto prayer, to burn with a passion for the lost, to be filled with the life that is the light of men. It is time to seek Him with our entire heart and intercede for a nation, for a city, for a family, for a friend that is embroiled in the works of darkness. It is time. Prayer focus. Worship the Lord today until there is a release of your spirit in His presence. And following that release, pray fervently for His world and yours that love darkness over light, evil instead of good, wrong rather than right, and that His mercy would endure with Holy Spirit conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Pray for revival in Jesus' name.